This is an Average Joe Media production.
Hey, Daddy, the show is fine.
Let the band play.
You know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo, Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang. This shit was pocket change. And 300 for my...
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're on the road again. We're in the beautiful city of Hampton, Virginia, on a late night trip. 3 a.m. We pulled up. Food was not ready. Bacon was not cooked. But attitude was given. There was a conversation had prior to our arrival. If you wonder who our is, it's me and cousin. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This voice that you're hearing right now is a voice that you probably haven't heard in at least 6 months. So without further ado, we have cousin. Come on, give it up. Come on.
Hey, y'all.
She's been MIA for 6 months.
I've been busy.
She ain't been doing shit.
I've been working on my mental health.
She ain't been doing nothing.
I've been working on my mental health.
Not a fucking thing. But I'll get back to you.
Ain't that the excuse everybody used?
Yeah, it's all mental health. Yeah, fuck up.
Yeah.
And we got, we have, Bo's daughter. If you're wondering who Bo is a country man from Southwest Virginia.
I know.
A kufi wearing Christian.
My daddy is not a Christian.
Kufi wearing Baptist?
He's none of that.
A kufi wearing atheist.
He is not.
We have Reek. How are you?
I was fine till you brought up my daddy.
Weren't you just about to take us to his house?
I invited Legend in. I said you sit outside.
I didn't say you was going to take me in. I wasn't going to your father's house anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Walking on your father fucking his Christian woman. Your father had sex?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
You don't think your father fucking?
I don't think so.
He got a woman?
No.
You don't have a woman? Mm-hmm. A woman that you know of?
Not that I'm aware.
How many kids your daddy got?
Four.
Got a woman. You don't just stop getting pussy. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing good. All
right. I have nothing to talk about, so I'm going to simply go off of what you guys. Let's talk about our morning.
See, I thought you had nothing to talk about.
No, let's talk about that. Let's talk about.
All right, let's talk about.
Let's
our
talk
morning.
About our morning and. Virginia.
Okay.
Where you want to start? You want to start at no stores being open?
Yeah, right down here. You stopped at like 11, 7-Eleven.
Stopped at 11, 7-Elevens.
Mm-hmm.
And the hours are literally 7 to 11 because none of them are fucking open.
Y'all have to go to the Wawa. Wawa.
Fuck a Wawa. 7-Eleven was 7-11 right there.
7-Eleven should be open.
Even gas stations. Whoop, excuse me.
Some 7-Elevens are 24 hours here. Some are not. So y'all probably went to the all.
Every last one on
24
open.
Hours. But the one right by my house is open.
I don't think so.
It wasn't.
When we go out,
because the man yelled outside and said, "We're closed," smoking a blunt.
So. Was it a gas one?
Yeah.
It was with the pumps, like off this side road.
Yes.
Right here? Yeah. Other than he must have just been closed because they're 24 hours.
So what about the other one?
That one down the street, that's not gas. They're not 24 that. Hours.
Well, none of them were 24 hours because.
But Wawa is 24 hours.
But 7-Eleven was right there.
Right out the highway.
Don't y'all have Wawa up there?
Yeah, no one really goes there, but we're here.
What the fuck does that
mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have just Googled. I wouldn't Google 7-Eleven. I would have just Googled gas stations, and the Wawa would have popped up.
We shouldn't have to do that if you ride and say 7-Eleven.
And the lights are on.
Like, boom.
What are we doing?
And the lights were on.
All 7-Elevens are not 24 hours.
Clearly, we get that.
We know that now.
We know that now.
What was y'all trying to get?
Water.
Water.
Oh, y'all saw.
A beverage.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
Maybe a snack.
Perhaps.
You know,
anything.
I don't run the city. I just live here.
We see.
You could barely tell.
Well, 7-Eleven. So then we pull up.
In the hood.
And then we walk up the steps. We smell Pine Sol, and somebody was smoking a blunt.
Definitely smoking weed.
And then she opened the door like, what y'all want? And like, I'm like, damn.
She didn't know we were coming.
No, exactly. I didn't. I said, why y'all talking shit?
But then I got a hug. So then I was all right. I was like, okay, just checking the temp. Then I went to sleep.
Yeah, I ain't want no hug. I wanted something to drink. You really not the hostess with the mostest.
That's true, because we should have had waters ready when we got here.
She came in with, we got some orange juice.
I drank
fun size orange juice.
Water before.
But you knew we were coming. Came.
But see, I thought that we were going to, I thought y'all were going to be here like in the morning.
It was. It was a.m.
He was supposed to get you at like 2.
But then that means we would have got here like 6, 7.
Yeah, and I would have ran out to the 7.
No, you wouldn't have, because I told you early to go do some running around and you ain't go do it.
No, you didn't tell
Meaning like when we walked in, we were expecting water.
Oh, see, y'all not come back no more?
No, we'll come back. Oh,
okay. This is going
to
be a little
But wild. We just want you to know, like, next time.
I might have to bring a food stamp card with us. Cause
yo, you can get a food stamp card?
No, I can't.
I need it. Please bring it. Be a gift to
Look
me.
Look at me. I stopped the whole conversation. You get one?
I will not be mad.
Need too much money for food stamps, unfortunately.
Yeah, oh, wow. It's terrible.
Don't we all?
I keep trying to lie to him, tell him I'm pregnant, but it ain't working.
I tried it, it didn't even work. You told me to do it, it didn't work.
I know, it didn't work. You used to.
Damn.
They quote on.
Yeah.
Cold game.
Damn, y'all.
Rika, would you ever mess with a white man?
Mm-mm. I have, not in this day and age. I wouldn't.
What's wrong with this day and age?
I just don't.
You did it to him?
We recorded. Oh,
you you recorded you fucking a white man?
No. I was like, we recorded, because I was about to say I don't like. But I'm not gonna say that.
You can say whatever you want to.
I'm not a big fan of Caucasians.
But did you have sex with one?
Mm-hmm. I was like 19.
How was it?
It was disgusting.
How was it disgusting? What happened? He got a dick.
But he started sweating, and ugh.
And it smelled like
what? Was it hot in the room?
We was in a garage.
What?
Well, problem one.
Exactly.
We was in the garage.
Of course, that's disgusting.
You mean like a parking garage or like the garage attached
like
to the house?
No, like a garage attached to the house.
You know we in the South. You know it was a garage.
Why didn't you go in the house?
We couldn't. He lived with his grandma.
She was racist?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You ain't
okay,
you just
so
to meet.
Wait a minute. Because
I know him since elementary school. His grandma not racist.
That's what I'm about to say. Backstory. How did you get to the garage and y'all end up fucking?
Well, I know him since elementary school. We was like talking and texting and stuff. We had just graduated. And I was like, oh, he lived close by my daddy's house. So I just went down there, and we were just talking in the garage, and then we were doing it.
No, y'all was just talking, and then
were
what
you
happened
in a
after
car
that?
In the garage or just
no, I
people
down
in
there.
The, no, I'm saying, like, in the garage, y'all fuck just in the raw garage, or were you in a car?
I mean, it was a car in there, but we were just in the garage.
Just in the garage. He was like, you know what? Let me get his.
So who made the first move?
She did.
No, I did not. He did.
What he did?
We were just, like, talking and stuff. Then we was, like, he was touching on me. I was like, ooh.
And then
and
what?
And then we was kissing. I was like, mm-mm.
So after
but
the
you still
you fucked him.
Yeah, we had little lips.
Oh,
but you
okay.
know, I got like full lips.
But so. After the you kept going?
I was like, oh, I just can't kiss him. This is what I said in my head.
But you can take uh-huh. the dick.
Yeah, but it wasn't like.
So what size was his penis?
It was actually a good size. I was shocked. But it wasn't mm-hmm. like, well, back then it was a good size. I'm older now. I done had.
Yeah.
All types of dicks. All types of dicks run through that ass. That was early in your dick taking days. Now you got it. Go ahead. Tell us more.
But it was good till he started sweating. And I was like, ew.
Give him grace.
What he was
garage.
Saying?
Next he was to like, the lawnmower?
That's how he said
it. I didn't see no lawnmower.
Was he humping like a rabbit?
No.
Or he was just like, I
it
love.
It was like regular.
I love this black
he
woman.
He was like a wigger.
What?
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah, so?
He thought he was black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, 2 weeks later, he got locked up. He had a scam.
Oh, so he wasn't really white.
You fucked a white scammer?
He was white, but he wasn't
mm-hmm.
white.
He was doing, like, turn 100 to 1,000 type. Y'all remember that?
Oh, he was on this green dot shit?
Yeah, like, but they used to do it on Langley.
You like, said we.
On the I mean, yeah, that's how we started talking again.
Because you were scamming?
He did it for me, yeah. It's legit.
It's not legit.
It is legit.
If you go to jail, it ain't legit.
But you got to go get your money, like, right after. You got to get your money as soon as it hit. Because when they catch one, they going to clear that.
Yeah, that mean it's not legit.
Oh, I got my money. But he home now. Welcome home.
So you want to do it to him again?
The other day.
You want to fuck him in the garage again?
What he look like?
He actually look good. You should go try. He all tatted up. You know, he kind of look like Machine Gun Kelly now. All skinny and tatted and shit.
Well, maybe you should try. It might be different this time.
He be in my DMs. I pass.
Could we see what he look like?
Yeah, let me see.
Machine Gun Kelly cousin.
That's crazy.
Or brother.
We can move along though, but
No.
That was interesting because
I gotta remember the page.
Yeah, I've never dated a white boy. I have did like a white boy. My first white boy, like I said, David Brady. I wonder what you look like now. I hope you didn't age terribly, but you know, he broke my heart.
He looked like you like Travis.
We were
Travis
like in
Kelsey.
The third and fourth grade. Huh?
Travis Kelce is like the...
I don't know what that looks like.
Travis Kelce?
I don't know.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend? Kansas City Chiefs?
Now, I hope he doesn't look like that.
Well, he would be an attractive white man, huh?
But, again, he said he couldn't mess with me because I was a mulatto and, his family wouldn't accept us. But we used to be on the phone singing One Sweet Day by Boyz II Men and...
That's a sad song.
Mariah Kelly.
Well, I just...
One Sweet Day is a sad song.
Because I just went on a date with this white guy the other day.
What white guy? Let me see him.
Shit.
Look at his stomach.
Give it here. This is the same woman who said, and I quote,
We just went to Starbucks. It was cool, but I was like, I just want to be friends because
why do you want to be friends with Mike?
Yeah, ugly dad bod.
Well, we all have dad bods.
No, that's an ugly one.
We got dad bod. I don't have dad bod.
Don't mess with him.
Do I have a dad bod?
No.
I think it looks different on them than it do our people. You know, because I'm probably sounding real
Everything
hypocritical
looks
right now.
Different on them.
You get what I'm trying to say?
That's how I felt like.
I don't like
that
these jeans.
When I was that one white boy when I was 19, if he was black, he would have been okay.
He wearing a Tupac t-shirt. I ain't going to hold you. This ain't it.
He was okay. He would have been okay if he was black.
I mean, so what happened at Starbucks, though?
No, we were just chopping it up. We were just talking.
He got kids?
You think?
Mm-hmm. Pure white kids?
No.
Okay.
His, he just got divorced. She's,
Okay, so he's familiar.
But you know how you could talk to people and you could just kind of tell off the rip, I'm not his type or he not my type.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt. I'm
just hearing about this story.
I told you this in a group
chat. So chill isn't your type?
Maybe
no,
I didn't
I'm
read
more
it.
So y'all know me. I'm more so. I'm not
I don't
gonna
know.
Say
yeah, I'm learning something new every day, to be honest with you.
I'm not going to say I'm more turned up, but I'm more I don't mind being loud in the crowd and stuff, having fun. You could tell he's more
a reserved
person.
Okay.
So you would be too ghetto for him.
That's what I was about to say.
And that's exactly what I told him. I said, I would feel like if you was to take me home, your mama would be like, who is this ghetto ass girl you brought in my house?
Well, you would be loud on the first meetup?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that, but I'm not gonna be like that all the time.
Quiet?
Mm-hmm. And then when he was telling me about his ex-wife, I was like, yeah, I'm not just like.
That's probably why that's the ex-wife. Mm-hmm.
Was she quiet?
Well, I don't know. I don't know her personally.
Well, that's probably why she's the ex-wife.
She's like the...
She probably cheated on him.
She's mm-hmm. like the Valley Girl Black. She really forget she...
Yeah.
Where did she...
I'm not that. I'm
Where are they from?
Nigga.
Where are they from?
Franklin, Virginia.
They from Hampton?
Mm-hmm.
Military, no?
Mm-mm.
No? Just purebred Hampton.
Yep. But he was really sweet. He was... Actually, one of the sweetest people I met in a long time.
Maybe you should give him another chance.
Stop fumbling the bag.
No.
I would try. I would go on another date. This time, not Starbucks.
I like my niggas.
Let's go to a rec room.
I'm sure you do, but sometimes, think about it.
Horseback riding.
You got to, you've been in your Negro bag.
And these niggas ain't shit.
For the bulk of your life. So why don't you try
something
different?
They ain't shit. I'm telling you.
Or is it the ones you picked that ain't shit?
I have bad judgment.
I agree.
Both of y'all feel like y'all got bad judgment?
Yeah, I did some fucked up shit.
I thought you was agreeing for me.
I was agreeing with you and me.
Oh.
both of us. I'm taking accountability.
I do got bad judgment.
I'm taking accountability.
What do you look for, in a guy? Even on a date. What said, all right, cool, I'm going to go out to Starbucks with Mike on a date?
See, I would never even go. I go to Starbucks. I wouldn't have went there, with regular people I date. I wouldn't went to Starbucks.
I would have.
Why?
But it was actually fun.
I love Starbucks.
But we didn't get nothing. We were just talking. It was 7 o'clock at night. I had just got off or whatever.
Oh, quick little
He was like, oh, you want to meet at the Starbucks? I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay, meet and greet. Okay.
Yeah, and we were just talking. And
see, then, that's why you need something different, bitch. Meet and greet.
Something different. You
I got like a cake
stop
pop
doing
on
nigga
the way
activities.
Out.
Yeah, I think, yeah, something different. Try again.
For real, seriously.
If he was sweet.
Not my type.
If he was sweet.
What's your type?
Your type isn't working. Okay. I am taking my own advice. Your type isn't working.
I don't know my type anymore.
See? Give Mike another chance.
Yeah, so give Mike a chance. You actually don't know that, to be honest with you.
Well, you met him at Hinge.
You be on dating
now? I do.
Do y'all really?
I'm on there.
Y'all have, like, success?
No, I never met nobody on there.
I put her up there, but she put me up there. I don't think she fucking with them.
I be on there, but I just...
I be changing my location. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, I'm in Maryland. But I'm not in Maryland.
So you can see, like, all the fish in the sea.
But I put my Hinge on white people, though.
But you don't like white people.
I would like an older, rich white man.
Okay. All
right, come on, baby. Come on. That ain't your
demo.
They
up there.
That's not your demo. It's not your demographic.
All I gotta do is put on a bad wig.
Put your weekend wig on.
That's not a bad wig.
Here y'all go.
For those who don't know,
Rika has a
weekend wig that she wears solely on the weekends. And it's the weekend and she don't have a wig on right now, which is very disheartening. White men love black women with wigs.
Bad wigs.
Still a wig nonetheless.
I used to work at a country club. I fumbled a bag in there, too.
So you're a fumbler.
But he was like
You gotta speak in the mic.
Like an old white man.
That's what you said you wanted.
No, he was like old. Like, he looked old.
But that's what you said. That's
but
what
his
you
money
wanted.
Was green.
Yeah, the money is the and same color.
He had a dollar.
So how did you mess that up?
I just stopped working at the country club.
Oh, you ain't never keep in contact with him?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't.
You know, old white men. So
I'd have been like, John.
All they want is a little head.
His name was Mr. John.
See?
Mr. John.
I used to be like, Mr. John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You down here every day.
Mr. John, you need some extra ice.
Old white men just want some head.
What?
Yeah, and he was so old.
I ain't that down bad.
Yo, I'm not going to hold you, to be completely honest with you. Sometimes.
You want to make me throw up.
It's just easier to just want head than to fuck sometimes.
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
I could see that for myself, too. Yeah.
I'm not sucking no dick, and I can't fuck.
No, I feel you, because it's a two-piece. It goes together. It's a combination. But sometimes it's like, there has been a lot.
It's like bread, no butter.
I won't say a lot. There has been instances where, like, you be, like, horny and ready to go, but you don't want to do the work of fucking.
Yeah, you want to be lazy.
Yeah, you just kind of
want to. But you want that feeling.
And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I've experienced that.
Yeah. You know, that's why, because women, you know, we do have, like, our eaters on deck, you know, where we don't need to fuck them. They just want to eat our pussy. So,
I can dig
you know,
that.
I believe you men have that as well. So, just, you know, natural born dick eaters.
I don't. I have had the combos, not just a, because typically, like, if you think of, like, an eater for a man, she ain't, you know, she almost like a cyclops, if you think about it. Like, she not mm-hmm. that attractive, but her throat crazy.
Mm.
And you just get a throat, but nah. You still got to be around that cyclops. That's the problem for me. I can't be around the one-eyed monster just because she going to eat me up.
That she was a throat goat.
And that's probably my down. That's probably why I miss out on a lot of head in life.
Probably.
Because I won't be hanging around the ugly girls to get it.
Yeah. I feel you. I agree.
You hang around the ugly boys just to get some hit?
No.
So, your eater. You have an eater?
Mm-mm.
Dang, yo, what is life for you right now?
She is fucking lying.
Your life is in shambles.
I don't have an eater.
Sorry for you.
Your life is in shambles,
like
man.
Somebody that just eat my pussy?
Yeah. Like, you ain't got to give him no ass. He'll be happy just eating your pussy.
You going to the wrong church.
I think I cut him off.
You're going to the wrong church.
You can always bring them back because they always be wanting to come back.
Oh, yeah. Niggas double back every time.
Mm-hmm.
Then when y'all say double back, is it because y'all invite them back or they come back on their own?
I don't invite niggas
back.
They
come back on their own.
Well, if you cut them off, right? Right, let's use Rika as an example. Because you cut your eater off, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you bring him back? Would you revive him? Because that's technically not him doubling back. That's you doubling back.
No.
So he would come back on his own like, oh my God, I miss you, Rick, so much. Don't do
it
this
ain't
to
nothing.
Me.
Get another nigga.
Ooh, talk your shit. Just, come on. Get your
it's
shit
not.
Out of your chest.
It's really not.
It just be like, you just don't want them.
These niggas easy as fuck.
Are we really?
Yes.
No, we're not that easy. We're not that easy.
Niggas is easy.
We're not that easy, man. Okay. I'm sorry.
Listeners, women, please comment. Men are whores.
What are they going to say what they want? Women, unfortunately, have not heard no often. And I really think that's a part of y'all's handicap. Y'all need to hear no more. If y'all hear no more, I think a lot of things would be better for real. Oh. Like in the past, what, the pandemic, COVID started in what, 2020, 2019, yeah. Some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Y'all were already fucked up before COVID. But being in the house and secluded and women with pocket, I'm sorry, I'm tagging y'all. Well, you don't even have one of them. What the fuck you doing? Women with podcasts have gone bananas. They have gone. It was always defund the men with podcasts. It's always been that.
Yeah, defund the ones with the dumbass
right?
mics.
But it's really, it's kind of defund y'all niggas too.
I don't watch women. I don't watch no woman podcasts.
As you shouldn't, because except they're spreading propaganda and lies.
Don't call me white girl, but she'll be talking.
She's
about
funny
me.
Though. It's different.
Yeah,
though.
I like her.
Like the red pill bitches.
Oh, I've never. Yeah, I can't. Oh. I see the little clips. I get my mind goes.
It's actually the clips that make me that creates anxiety in me.
I lie. Mm. I used to watch B. Simone and her best friend. They had a
That's the girl with the three cousin eyebrow.
Yeah, like he hates her.
I don't like that.
I'm not a B. Simone fan, but Megan, I watch her podcast too. She got one by herself now. I like her, but she's more like faith based.
Like Christian, man. Oh, check you out. You a little religious ass nigga.
Yeah, she on her journey.
But you were supposed to be in church on Zoom. You stayed in there. Shake your tambourine. Going.
It was like a hot 5 minutes.
They was doing worship.
You didn't even open the Bible.
You were supposed to be worshiping with them.
They can't sing. It irritates me. Like, I could really, like, my niece say the same thing church? When we go to church. Because that's the church I grew up in. But
you ain't got to stay there.
You got to stay there.
Oh, I know. I just got back in there because it was this whole big
thing. Well, you ain't in there.
We had to make a whole new church because the old church, the pastor.
The pastor was fucking
somebody? He was being a home.
I'm going to tell you, legend.
The pastor was fucking somebody at the church? And you knew? Come on.
No, for real. Like,
they've been fucking people for a while.
Yeah, we laugh and we joke. Spill it's not funny. Spill the blood of Jesus. It's not funny, though. But it was my cousin's best friend, but she was young. Like, he was on some pedophile.
Yeah, like Patty LaBelle's father. Mm-hmm. Y'all heard that story?
No.
Mm-hmm. You know Patty LaBelle's father really had babies.
I got to send you the book because she wrote a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
he had got a 12-year-old girl pregnant.
Father is who?
I mean, not Paley, but I'm lying.
Aretha Franklin.
Her father.
I misspoke.
Is who?
Yeah, pedophile. Yeah, pedophile.
No, but you said her baby.
Father. It's her baby father.
Her father is her baby's father.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the baby?
A grown ass man.
The baby regular.
Yeah.
What?
And her daddy was a
pastor. Yep. And he was a pastor, and he had got a 12-year-old girl pregnant in a church. What? He was already fucking them girls. I'm dead serious.
And that's what happened at my old church.
And this is knowledge. Like, you can Google this. Pregnant. You can look at her, what is it, her movie and all that stuff. They talk about all of that.
He got the girl pregnant. He was in college, mm-hmm. and he got that girl pregnant. And they made her get an abortion and kicked her out the church.
The 12-year-old?
Mm.
No, oh, I'm talking about
you.
My
oh,
room.
Talking about your
my old church.
And see? And you know what they use? They use God to get the coochie.
How you kick somebody out of a church, though? It's a place of worship, man.
They do.
It was. I was about to say corroded. Corrupt. But it was disgusting.
It was corroded, too.
He manipulated her.
Mm-hmm.
He used the word of God, his influence and his power for a young girl that looked up to him. Us women will give in when you admire someone and someone can teach you something. Mm-hmm. You're going to follow him. We can either follow a man to hell or to heaven.
See, that's why
and
teach
that's
you
how that happens.
Look, I got to send you the book. The book send is really book. Good. My church used to go to like Africa and stuff and do
missionary work. Mm-hmm.
But they would take like high school kids and stuff because him and his wife had like 6 kids. And mm-hmm. they would take the kids or whatever to, like, just watch the kids. And just the experience. Girl, they used to be on a plane. He used to have her, you know, giving him head and stuff.
Who?
And
who giving
her,
who head?
She book. Giving a pastor head.
The little girl?
Mind you, she's like.
Yeah, probably like 17, like, 15, 16.
Girl, like a freshman in high school.
Oh, my God, 14.
Girl.
14, 15.
He told, because when it came out, like, they had this whole big thing, like, because my aunt and my uncle, they're, like, deacons and stuff, like, mm-hmm. deacons. So they had this whole big meeting, and they made him tell everything. And he basically, my aunt said that he basically was, like, everything that his wife wouldn't do, he had
her do.
And he did that until she was, like, 17.
And that's what I be talking about. Niggas are sick.
And then
they gonna make it seem like the girl the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, and she a fast-ass little girl.
A couple of years
and all
ago,
that.
She got married, and she couldn't get pregnant. And she told my cousin, because that's my cousin's best friend. We all went to the same church. She was telling my cousin, like, she thought she was being punished
for getting all the stuff and all the stuff she did.
That she did with him. She thought God was punishing her because she could not get pregnant by her husband. But then she wrote the book and everything. Now she got a son. So, I don't know. But his ass, now he got another church in North Carolina.
And he probably fucking them girls there.
His wife is just the dumbest. She's just so stupid.
She's still with him, the same way.
Like, I love the Lord.
Of course she's still with him.
I don't love the church. I love the Lord. I love God. It's a difference. So I don't even get into all that. I stopped going to the church because I was like, what? See? A rapist? Well, they be like that, though.
Yeah. And in effect, my only issue is with the church is you didn't support and covet that girl because you turned and you flipped. That's why I swear, that's why I don't play religion. I don't do that because it say you are not to judge, right? So all of y'all in here going to sit up here and cast out this girl, this innocent baby. No,
that was
baby.
A different girl.
Innocent baby.
That's when he was in college.
Still.
He got some girl pregnant. They made nasty. An abortion. Then when he grew up and became the pastor of, because we had two churches, a youth church and like the old people church, he was the pastor of the youth church and he got married and stuff or whatever. That's when he started.
Of course, he would be the pastor of the youth church.
Right. That's, yeah. That's when he started messing with my
whole freaky ass,
like raping
nigga.
Her and stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. Her.
And then they went to Atlanta and made another church and it was a cult.
Yeah, a lot
or
of
it was like a
cults.
Cult. They couldn't come home. They didn't have no money. They had to quit their jobs. It was a cult. And I told my aunt it was a cult and she didn't believe me.
Your aunt was in the cult?
No, she wasn't in the cult, but they were trying to get my cousin to go. My aunt was like, I ain't sending my daughter down there. I was like, it's a cult. And then when it came out and everybody was telling their story about how it was down there, it was a cult.
Same.
And that's what I said, it was a cult. And I told my cousin, I'll take your ass down there, girl, gonna be in that cult.
Same.
They couldn't talk to their families. They didn't have no jobs. They all lived in the same house. Like, the church bought, like, a house, like, on one street, like, houses on the street, and just the kids would go there. They were like college kids and stuff. They would just drop out of school. They would just all move down there. They said
he was using the word of God.
Girls was hitting them and all that stuff. His wife used to hit them and stuff.
Say,
baby, I don't care if you're the first lady or not. I will fuck you up.
Say,
in the name of Jesus.
That bitch just started making me blow people's head off. Amen.
Church is a thing.
Nah, for an eye, nigga.
Nah, for real.
No, seriously. Look at Drew's face. He's so disgusted right now. But this is stuff that really happened.
I can't stand. And then my little cousin is friends with his kids, and they came down here from North Carolina, and the little boy said to my cousin, like, I think everybody hates us for the stuff that my daddy did. I was like,
Yeah, and ain't that sad that you have to deal with that, too? Yeah. Like, knowing that your father is like that? Yeah, like, that's some fucked up shit. That does stuff to people's psyche, too.
Yeah. Freak asses. Like, no, we don't hate you. I was like,
just
we don't hate you, but your daddy.
But your daddy.
Your daddy ain't shit.
I don't know. It's just, you just, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's
but the
like
son
a good
always
side
pays for
the
sins
church.
Of the father.
Yeah.
But I never saying. Fucked with like the churches and shit.
Churches are trash.
Pastors are none of that shit for real. I mean, only. If you going to get whatever the word is or the.
I just feel like I shouldn't have to
you
give you money
there,
to sit in here and listen to the word. I could do that.
You got to keep the lights on, right?
I've never put money in church.
First of all, they are government funded. See, and this,
Well, that's why y'all Zoom meeting on y'all church look like that because y'all
my daddy raised me. My daddy raised me. I would never put money in church. I have never put money in church.
Shout out to the atheists wearing Kufi.
When
nigga.
The offerings come,
stop
around,
playing.
I get real quiet. I just
so the thing is this: your tithes, honestly, can be anything. Could be your time that you spend with the church. You could cook. You can throw an event. You give back to the community. That is what tithes actually are. Most churches are government funded. Y'all can Google this and look this up. Whoever don't agree with me that's listening to this, fuck you. Anyway, you can go here. You can look this up. They give them a script of what they're supposed to be preaching to the people in order for you to get funding. This has been proven. I'm telling y'all. That is what it is. The money and stuff is extra. And in the Bible, it say you ain't even supposed to be accepting money from them.
I want to go.
What
to
are you talking about? You're supposed to go take care of the homeless, the grieving, the widow, and the sick. What is wrong with y'all? We raise money. That's what you're raising money for. That's why
they
I get kicked out of every church.
They buy a Rolls Royce. They buy what kind of vehicle your pastor drive?
Like a 1990 Nissan.
Good. Good.
We don't got no mega church. The
you
mega
don't take
churches and stuff.
For the word to go.
He could be like, what's that
he
guy from back home?
Jamal Bryant.
Jamal Bryant. He's in Atlanta now too, right?
He be fucking too.
He got a mega church.
Yeah.
The mega churches is
I'm sure it's Super Mega now that he in Atlanta.
And most of them pastors ain't not but motivational speakers. Don't get me started.
Shit, I'm a pastor.
Same.
Y'all seen TD Jakes up there acting crazy.
Lord.
He just want to be swallowed.
I was getting ready to say that. I was getting ready to say that.
He just want to be swallowed.
First of all, this man got a whole sex book for church people.
Where did he? Yo, did he?
Now, his daughter, I like Sarah Jakes.
Sarah Jakes?
Yeah, that's his daughter.
She look like something? She cute? Can I look up?
She cute. Yeah, you can look her up.
Just look up Sarah Jakes.
Sarah Jakes Roberts.
She married?
Mm-hmm.
You heard her just say Sarah Jakes Roberts.
And they casted her out of her daddy church when she got pregnant when she was in high school.
And that's what I'm saying.
And her father didn't, like, come to rescue her?
Why would he?
I figured that, you know what I'm saying?
They on good terms now, but they ain't always been on good terms.
And that be the thing, you hypocritical ass bitches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she cute.
That's the stuff I don't like. That's what I don't like.
She do things in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's what she said. I know a hoe for the Lord.
We definitely know a hoe for the Lord.
We know a hoe for the Lord.
Woo, baby.
Y'all know a hoe for the Lord?
Yeah.
Who's a hoe for the Lord?
Move on.
No, I actually want to stay right
here.
But
you know what? But you know how you said when you came to my house that day and we were watching Cheaters? And it stuck with me ever since this day that the most hoes are Christians. And you know what?
Yeah.
Every time they prove me right.
Yeah.
They prove me right. And then now that I definitely know a hoe for the Lord, I'm like, yo, there's no way. And I ain't mad at her, shorty. I'm not mad at
she?
You. A hoe for the Lord.
Who is she?
I'm not a hoe. Uh-huh. I'm sexually liberal.
For the Lord.
Is you?
No.
So tell me who it is.
I ain't never hold. We're not name saying no names.
We can pause and come back.
We'll show you after this.
No, show me right now.
Nigga.
I want to see the hoe for the Lord. Come on. The hoe for the Lord. Come on.
Listen. We'll show you later. Just know.
Is she fire?
Hoe for the Lord. She's cute if she has clothes on. Keep herself up and keep it together. Like, you know,
she's only cute if she's wearing
clothes. I haven't seen, and I don't like to call people ugly, and that's not what I'm gonna say.
She's aesthetically not pleasing.
But if you keep yourself up, fine. But I could never see her just wearing a ponytail and walking out the house.
So she overdoes it.
Just listen to what I'm saying.
She a hoe for the Lord.
Clothes make people.
So she don't make the clothes.
No.
Clothes make her.
Clothes make people. Okay. Makeup make people.
Well, let me see her in her best fit.
I'll show you after this. And I'm not going to say that's her best fit because she can dress.
Oh, something
she be
slight,
looking cute.
Something
ain't no hater.
Something slight for the culture.
Nigga, any motherfucking way. Let me get into this. Okay. Thank y'all. Yes, it's cousin. I am back.
And the last time she said she was back, she was going.
Shut up. I had broke up with my man.
Her best eater.
Oh, my gosh. I just have to say this. If y'all remember, I took y'all down a story.
It was so long ago. You might have to tell the story again.
You know, I was not a unicorn. That's not the right word. I was a side bitch. Well, technically not a side bitch because I was his girlfriend. And now we broke it up.
It's always a one-sided breakup.
That wasn't your boyfriend.
It was my boyfriend. He said I was his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Well, if he said it, then that's
we were right. Together, like a lot.
I guess
cousin can contest to this.
Nah, I'm at him now.
This nigga will hunt me down.
He's a real okay. Handsome guy. I'm like, okay. Oh, he has some.
Nah, I seen him. He's very handsome.
Set of teeth.
Okay,
I love that.
I want that nigga Dennis.
Girl, yes.
I want his Dennis.
When I say it was so sick, y'all. We was finishing each other's sentences.
Oh, I remember those days.
The chemistry was so beautiful. And I ain't talking about the sexual chemistry because I be here all day, baby. Mm.
And we don't want to hear that shit.
Shut up. I don't even want to hear your shit.
I don't talk about my sex.
Anyway.
I don't talk about my sexcapades.
Back
I don't,
to my
I don't, life. I don't share them.
Everything was working perfectly.
Celibate.
Well, not really because he did have some shit with him. But everybody got shit with them. But then I realized I didn't want him full time because I would never trust him like you're a cheater. Like,
sure.
So just wouldn't work. But part-time, I was cool, you know.
But for what his purpose was, it worked.
Yeah, it did work. But when this motherfucker ain't giving my money, I had to break out with him.
Yeah, you can't.
It's over.
If you can't get money from a nigga, you talking to the microphone?
But see, the thing was,
you should talk to the microphone.
If you can't get money from the nigga you fucking, you need to not fuck with him no more.
True. But in his defense.
Woman math, got it.
Right. He did always kick out. In his defense.
So the one time he didn't kick out, is it?
Because you said you were going to do it and you didn't do it. It was your word. And you didn't call me and say you couldn't do it.
So the one time he didn't do it.
Yes.
That's a wrap.
You lied. You should have just said I couldn't do it. Or something happened. You should have called me. You should have said something. For you not to say anything, it's the principal, nigga. The fuck? But I am depressed because I do miss him.
You know,
and I love that man.
I've had women say to me that.
Why are you laughing at me? No, hold up. Why are you laughing at me? I do love him.
She about to hate on you.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Speak your shit.
No, I know you loved him.
I did.
But.
I know you loved him.
But. There's a big ass but.
There's a but coming.
I don't know why you so sad for.
Because she loved him.
Because I loved him.
Yeah, girl, but once
you ain't never
did,
loved somebody you weren't supposed to love?
Yeah.
All right, then.
But
so
once
you
he
know
did
feeling.
What? Wait a minute, she about to school me. Once he did what?
I'm depressed right now. When he didn't give you your money, you cut him the fuck off. And
I know.
Fuck on the fuck.
I did.
So
I haven't called
him. So then
that's
not love, then.
I blocked him.
My grandma always said, don't be fucking no nigga, you can't ask for no money.
That's true.
And then the fact that he said that he was going to give it to you and give you the money.
Yeah. But in his defense,
do you think your grandmother really gave
money.
The best advice with that shit?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Because if
you think, no, stop.
If I'm
stop
fucking
it.
You,
stop it, yo. Seriously.
Even though I haven't asked you yet, when it comes, I expect
serious.
My money.
And that's, first of all, it's never your money until it's in your hand. That's your fucking problem.
Well, he
your
better give me his money.
Your grandmother came up at a different time where she couldn't work, so she had to fuck for some fucking money. She couldn't do
my
shit.
My grandma never
but,
worked a day in her life.
Because she was fucking.
She always had a man.
I really hate to tell you this. Your grandmother was a prostitute. Your grandmother was a prostitute.
No, my grandma got married at a young age, and she had a good man.
And she prostituted her entire life.
Well, if that's what you
never fuck
call
with.
It?
Because listen, today
she
today
ain't never had a job.
Today she wouldn't survive.
She is surviving. She lived right down the street. Matter of fact, we gonna go there.
I don't want to see your grandmother.
Put these mics in her face. She gonna tell you something.
Put a mic in your grandma's face.
She gonna tell you something.
Put a mic in your grandma's face.
She gonna tell you something.
You ain't picking up what I'm putting down.
Put a mic in your grandma's face.
Put a mic
face.
In front of your grandma's face. Yeah, you ain't picking up. She a prostitute. You talk about
she ain't no prostitute.
Your grandmother sold pussy. Her the pussy of her time.
How she a prostitute? Because my granddaddy had a good. My granddaddy.
You just said she always had a man, right?
She always had my granddaddy.
How many? So your grandfather's always been that. Mm-hmm. So she's been a hoe for your grandfather, and that's fine. That's different. That's one man. That's her man. You talking about a nigga that you just simply fucking from time to time. You ain't entitled to no money. You're
yes,
entitled,
I am.
Hold on, give me a second. You're entitled to. You're entitled.
Everything comes with a price.
You're
pussy
entitled
come
to.
With a price.
You're no pussy comes with time. That's
pussy
it.
Pussy come with a price.
Pussy come with time.
If we having sex, whether it's casually, consistently,
oh,
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, mine was casually. Like it was a lot of time.
And I hit your phone like damn.
Me and my man.
Don't ever hit my phone like damn.
Well,
all right,
oh, hey,
no.
We talk. I'm like, oh, can you cash at me like 40 or something?
Girl, please, fuck you. No, stop this.
And you
stop
will
this.
Never touch me
stop
again.
Stop this.
Now
Rika,
$40.
Stop it.
You can't give me $40. We got a problem.
If you don't have $40, that's the problem. All
right, that's a different story. But what I'm saying is this nigga said he was going to do it and he didn't.
That's her biggest problem.
Okay, that is the principle.
Yo, cutting me off because I didn't give you 40 bones.
No, it wasn't 40 bones.
No, I'm done, bro. I'm bringing it back to her.
Okay.
Cutting no, 40 off. Is just an example.
I hear what you're, and your example is a cheap
if
hoe.
I ask for money, I'm asking for like 100.
Talk to the next time I come down here, me and your grandmother really going to have a conversation because if she taught you this bullshit.
No, she didn't teach me the amount. Because
it didn't work.
She just said do not have sex with men or sex with
you,
women
that can't provide.
That can't provide.
But it's
maybe
not
I should
working.
Have said that, not money.
So,
that can't right, provide.
Quick question. How many times you done fucked a nigga that ain't provided for you?
Zero.
What do you mean, like provide?
Like for,
make that
mean,
make
her
survive.
Definition. Whatever her and her grandmother's definition of.
Oh, I'm
about
to say,
okay, like twice.
If you out here casually fucking, every nigga that you're casually fucking is not providing for you.
I never asked for nothing.
So there's the caveat. There's the caveat.
But when I ask,
listen,
there's the caveat right there. Move the goalpost. Move the goalpost. Move the goalpost.
When I ask,
your grandmother was a prostitute of her day. Your grandfather tricked on her, and that's how it was in the 30s.
I know that's right.
In the 30s.
Trick on me.
In 1930s, when she couldn't work, couldn't vote, couldn't have a voice, your grandfather came through with his $3 an hour job, got his dick sucked, and gave a check to her. Yes, that's what happened.
Yeah, grandma and granddaddy been through
trick
a lot.
Trick me.
But today, your grandmother wouldn't survive in this shit. Not saying that she would be dead. I'm saying that she wouldn't survive in this climate. Grandma, if you don't get your little trick ass the fuck out of here, take this $30 and go up the road.
Listen.
Get this $30 and go up the street, mama.
Oh, baby.
What are you talking about, Grams?
Don't tell me you going to do something and don't you don't do it.
So cool. So if the nigga, okay, so
back if to you would have communicated this.
I want a grandmother.
Oh, shit.
So back to, so back to grandma. As long as he don't say he going to do it, it's cool.
No. If you are having.
And that's why I don't make promises to
these
bitches.
Sexual intercourse.
Don't make promises.
With a person.
Yep.
And you ask for something. If you are consistently fucking, you think that you're just going to get my coochie and just, we just going to run off in the
sunset?
You
gave the coochie up prior to asking for money, so the answer is
But it should
yes.
be vice versa. You should be able to ask me for stuff, too.
Yeah,
but
I asked you for the pussy. That's what I wanted. I don't want nothing to do with your funds.
Well, it don't have to be money.
What you get?
It could be anything.
When
I'm
a
getting,
person.
I'm getting what I'm
getting. So y'all just
for.
Saying casual stuff, right? I'm saying that was my boyfriend.
Yeah,
okay.
See, they went together.
Let's make this clear.
The niggas you talking about,
go
we did go together. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Just because he belonged to somebody else. Well, technically, nobody belongs to nobody. Let's just make this clear, right? We had an understanding. We had an agreement. At first, I wasn't trying to be his girlfriend. But again, if you apply pressure to me, I will fold. So guess what? I folded. I became his girlfriend. We were together. You are going to pay. Vice versa. If he needs me, I'm going to pay.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm being honest. It's something about looking out for each other. Vice versa. There is things I've done for him, whether it was financially, physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, and vice versa. Now, through this time that me and him was together, he did provide. He did do stuff for me. That's not the case at all. But this one time when you lied and said.
That's crazy, yo.
Now, first of all, the money did start drying up a little bit. He started getting stingy. But then I was like, it's okay, because I understand what type of environment, you know, what we got going on in today's climate. However, if you tell me you're going to do something, you do it or you say you can't. You tell me something. If you don't tell me something. So it isn't the fact that he didn't give me the necessary money. So let me make that clear.
I'm so sick of women, yeah.
It is your word. Because if I say I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to do it. And if I can't do it, then I'm going to tell you I can't do it.
Listen to me and hear me clear.
Principle, nigga.
I'm sick of women.
I don't give a fuck.
Sick of y'all, man. Well, as much. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I love y'all with everything in me. Some of y'all are really some great people. And of course, you got the bad apples that really ain't shit, right?
So me.
That's with everything. Hmm?
So me. You calling me a bad motherfucking apple?
If you just made yourself a rotten fruit, I didn't say you.
Oh, I just was checking.
God damn. Take your foot out the crock.
I'm checking the temperature.
Listen. There are really some good women, I do believe, right? I don't think everyone is bad. Now, because some of the really good women, could you pass me your mobile device, please? Your phone symbolizes great women. Well-rounded, all that shit, right? My phone represents the hoes.
What?
No, hear me out. And because you two stand so close together, it's hard.
I'm a hoe.
Okay, so you're the hoe phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you stand so close to the not hoe, we can't decipher which one of you bitches is good or bad. And no one has the time to sit back like, oh, well, let me examine her. Aesthetically, she doesn't look like a hoe. And aesthetically, she doesn't look like she's not a hoe. But then both of you bitches act the same. Y'all talk the same. Y'all dress the same. Y'all communicate the same. Y'all joke the same. And y'all talk about the same fucking things. How the fuck is I supposed to know that you's the hoe and your friend's not the hoe? So mentally, you know what? I treat all y'all the same. Now, that don't mean I treat all y'all like hoes. But I treat y'all with caution. Because you have the potential to be the hoe. Or you have the potential to be the not hoe. But why do y'all lean towards the hoe?
Why do we like hoes?
No. She said she would be the hoe. So why do you lean towards the hoe?
I take that back. I'm not a hoe. I'm sexually liberated.
Well, the wholeness had nothing to do with sex.
Oh. So make it a hoe?
So that's what you placed it on?
Isn't that what a hoe is?
No.
Everybody got their own definition of
hoe. Is how you think.
Oh.
Thinking that because you fuck somebody, they supposed to give you something. That's a hoe move.
I'm a hoe then.
Okay. They not, every,
I'm the biggest hoe.
Every nigga you have sex with There's no reason.
Not every nigga. That's what I said. It's a difference.
That's what I said.
It is a difference. If I'm just out here fucking here and there, boom, I hit shorty, that's all I was getting.
Rika's grandmother said if you're giving a pussy up, there's no reason why he can't do something for you.
Well, it depends. But
she said you shouldn't be fucking with a nigga who can't. Not saying he has to. Who can't?
Your grandmother is giving fake news.
If it the opportunity presented itself, he should be able to. Don't fuck no nigga that you can't go ask for no money. Fuck no nigga that you can't go ask, go put air in my tire. Don't fuck with no nigga that you can't ask, oh, I need help. My car fucked up. Don't fuck no nigga that you can't ask to do shit for you.
So as long as you can ask.
Pussy is valuable.
So
it is.
You should feel the same way about your dick.
I never said I didn't.
You said
I laugh because pussy is so unvaluable these days because of everything.
Because
that's
of other
on
people.
It.
Well, yeah, that's
all
true.
Women do all day online is talk about they pussy.
I've never discussed my pussy online.
You're the not online hoe. But all the other ones that get on this, all they talk. That's all they that on the. That's it.
I will take it. He right on that part because my movie was in Clubhouse and the girl was talking about her. Coochie, that's all she kept talking about.
Because mm-hmm. that's her greatest yeah. asset.
But she
look like
got,
a black and mild.
She ain't got shit going on. That's her. That is her best accent.
Yeah, so you got
to
hit.
You smoke 10 blacks
truth
a day. You can't say shit to me, bitch.
She smoke black and milds?
10 a day.
Yeah. I know that coochie is raw.
I don't want to talk to no bitch that got to clear her throat every time she about to say something to me. Bitch, you need a bottle of water.
Yeah, speaking of bottle of water, hand me that behind you.
I want y'all to get off Clubhouse.
No.
I want y'all to get off.
No.
Seriously.
Next week.
Get out of tree.
We have a current investigation going on.
With what? Mm-hmm.
We trying to figure out who's
apparently
fucking one of my niggas.
Apparently, we are.
What?
What are we? Mean girls and bullies and bitches and.
I was trying to figure out who's fucking one of my niggas.
We trying to figure out who fucking one of alleged niggas.
Yeah.
Until the investigation concludes, we shall remain on Clubhouse.
But why? Why y'all want to know?
Because I want to know.
Because she's tired of the nigga playing in her fucking face.
So then stop dealing with me.
I'm tired of everybody playing in my face.
So then don't do
she
none.
Not taking no L's.
I ain't taking no
she
L's.
Not taking no strays this year.
None. I'm hitting everybody.
What you hitting what? Like fucking them?
No.
No, like.
What you mean?
She not letting people talk shit
play
about her
me,
or
slide,
play with her,
period.
Slander her name, and just
period.
Eat that shit.
Or,
she
or,
not
eating
on
shit
or,
no
or
more.
Hear me out.
She not even checking temperatures no more. She just going straight to
got
the
got you.
Straight
hear
to
me
the
out. Hear me
here
out.
Here you go. He want me to take the high road.
Completely just, you know, in a world of endless possibilities, there's a possibility.
We're going to get
shut
up.
There's a possibility that you could just leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah, she could. But
in a world of endless possibilities.
One more time.
Until the investigation concludes.
First of all, me
we
and
shall
my
remain
nigga,
on Clubhouse.
We got an open relationship, right? Because you just heard me say I lost one of my other boyfriends, right? So what I'm saying is.
They're in an open
why
relationship.
Why ain't nobody listening to me? Why are you doing that?
No,
I'm
I
dead
really,
serious. Like, tell him I'm dead serious. I'm not making this up.
No,
like, I'm really
that
pissed.
I don't agree with. Y'all are not in an open relationship.
Okay.
And I've been told you need to cut his ass off.
First of all, this is something previously, like prior, but I just got on there. The principle is my stomach is growling. The thing is this. The girl probably did mess with him, right? Like, when I went in on Clubhouse and stuff or whatever. But then I'm just coming back and I'm just like, that's my man.
So you left. That's her nigga now.
No, it's not.
You left.
I don't care. He ain't even on there.
So what the fuck are we even doing? So we in the treehouse doing an investigation.
Yeah.
About a dude that a nigga, he ain't even on it. This the girl that smoking black and miles?
No. It's somebody else.
No, say, this girl don't smoke
like,
black.
No,
I'm
that's
say,
part of the investigation, but that ain't the
if
only
you beef
reason.
With a bitch that smoke black and miles, don't beef with that bitch.
No,
she smoking.
She don't
have
she
nothing
don't care
to,
about
she
life.
She don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah, she doesn't care about life. But no, what I'm saying is that's not the only part of the investigation.
The investigation is ongoing.
We got a lot of stuff we investigating. It's like a lot of charges.
You know what? Can I be honest with you guys?
It's like
you better say get the fuck.
It is a
off
lot of charges.
Of
can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
You won't be honest anyway.
Why is it hard for you to believe that we have made friends with these people?
No. I don't doubt the friendship and connection that you guys made. It. These are the Jersey folk. I trust and believe. I have my reservations about these niggas, and it will stay that way.
Oh, shit.
With all this effort,
it's gonna change when I bring you there.
And all this, I'm never going to the treehouse. I'm never going to the treehouse.
Well, I'm gonna bring you to Jersey.
I'm never going to the treehouse.
Wow.
Because I don't know them.
We
you
didn't
get
know,
to
them.
Know them.
Good.
Got
and,
to
I,
know
and I'm
them.
Glad you. I'm listen. Early on, 2019,
oh, wait, no.
I would have made some friends.
You don't need to go. You're right.
No, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
But Listen, with all this effort and energy with investigations and shit that you guys are doing, and I you know, I love the passion. I love to see that in you. There are things I've been asking you to do, and you give me zero passion behind it. But this is what you put your passion into?
No, and this investigation.
Don't do that, because I'm working on my stuff.
We are given the information, and then we just go and see what it is.
Given the information.
We don't research it. It's literally brought to us every time.
Gotcha. Who's bringing the information?
Every time.
I can't disclose my sources.
So there's a person that says,
we got informants.
Gotcha.
We have people who just fuck with us a little bit more than they fuck with other people.
You know what? I'm not going to hold you. You shouldn't trust those people.
We don't tell them shit.
We don't tell them shit.
No, I'm no. Regardless,
if you call me. And
regardless of what you tell them, somebody who always want to bring you some negative shit.
It's not negative.
We just watched 19 Keys.
Don't talk about
one of the most positive niggas in the world. Chakras and echo bowls and all that shit.
Sound bowls.
Sound bowls. You feel what I'm saying? It changed my whole aura.
Legend wanted to know. It was brought to her attention that it could be possibly someone connected to her. That was doing some fucked up shit. So she went and she investigated. She asked a question. She got an answer. The investigation is now in the standstill. We were resumed at a later date.
Well, you said you got the answer, so the investigation is done.
That answer could not be true. So now we have to.
What do you mean it couldn't be true?
You know how somebody give a statement.
So the nigga lied to you?
She hasn't talked to that person yet. She's only talked to the girl.
I can't wait to y'all's next episode, whatever y'all put out, because y'all shit better be the shit.
Okay.
With all this energy and all this effort.
Me and Legend had a great episode.
When? In July?
We had the niggas in a standstill.
They was hot.
When? What episode? I missed it?
It has been a year since that episode, though. Yeah. It's my favorite.
It's your last.
It's not going to be my last. Just the last one I did.
No,
with
I
her.
Said it was the last. I don't. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at your little thing, right? You have a microphone that has a do-rag laying on it. Right
It's my scar.
That you just won't touch. I don't understand this. You got so many words to say, so many catchphrases, and you learn from your grandmother and all that prostitute shit. Talk about it. But you go on Treehouse.
It's not called
I don't
Treehouse.
Talk on Clubhouse.
So what's up? You know what?
I say my shit and I
want to apologize to y'all.
I accept.
What?
That's the first.
Well, I'm not apologizing for anything you want. I'm apologizing for y'all for thinking I love y'all. I really do. I want y'all to be better people. I want y'all to get out of the treehouse. I want y'all to stop being Dennis the Menaces.
I'm not doing anything.
This is like an episode of Boy Meets World.
All I did was ask a question.
You like
nigga.
Topanga?
Yo, you know that's really my other nickname that some people like my close family call me that?
Topanga?
Mm-hmm.
You like,
exactly, Topanga.
What's the teacher name? Mr. Feeny.
Feeny.
You know your cousin better than anybody. She wanted to know something, so she asked.
But my cousin also knows to not tell me certain shit. And it's great, but our relationship is great like that. Don't tell me stupid shit, because then I gotta come at you with logic.
It wasn't stupid.
It's dumb, baby. I'm sorry. It's dumb. I'm sorry. You can't unstupid your way out of this. It's stupid.
If that's her man,
it's not her man.
And that is my man.
And they together.
There you go. Boom.
And they in an open
together.
Relationship.
That's one of my men.
It's not.
And they working it out.
They're clearly not working it out.
We are working it out.
You are dibbling and dabbling and other shit.
Well, it's open, ain't it? That's your answer.
We got rules.
They have rules, though.
Don't break the rules.
There's a button on that board, right?
Uh-huh.
Click the arrow.
No,
click the arrow.
You see how he does me, y'all?
No, click the arrow.
That's why I don't record with him no more.
Click that. No, the arrow. Down bottom. Yeah,
which one? This way?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Hit that one right there. Uh-huh. And you're going to see the one. It's orange. It says outro. Hit that. No. Don't hit that. Hit that. There you go.
Right
hit
here.
It. There you go.
Okay. Love y'all.
She wanna come home with you, but my nigga, I doubt it. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone.
Yo. I gotta be like my nigga chilling with you. Stack this paper, get in an argument. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Uh-huh. Fuck with him, that's the wrong guy. Cause see, man, he don't care and you'll go bye-bye. Do or die, rain or shine. This man care about his kids, man, and that's gonna be life. Can't nobody complain, they always saying exactly come around, man. Trust me, I'm not lying.